Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Tom Krug, who is Executive Director of the Fraternal Order of Police Capital City Lodge No. 141, which is the union representing the Lansing Police Department. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thanks.
Very good. Well, kind of a distressing report, I'm guessing, in the paper today about 44 Lansing police officers having layoff notices go out to them. I guess just your reaction off the top here, and then we'll delve into the subject.
Well, again, we just received those. In fact, I actually got my copy today in the mail of 44 layoff notices to Lansing patrol officers. And these are officers that are out working on the streets. These are not desk people. They're the ones that respond to for calls for service in the city of Lansing.
Well, and we've gotten a hint that this was going to come should that millage not pass. I guess your reaction at the time when that didn't pass, do you think there was some confusion among the citizens?
I think there was some confusion. I think a lot of the citizens, and hopefully do, support the police and fire function in the city. I think some people had a question on where all that money was going to be spent, because it was not a specific millage for police and fire. It was police and fire and other essential services. But we were disappointed when it didn't pass. It would have saved a large chunk of the officers to be laid off in the police and fire department.
And I'm going back to the folks and the millage, the confusion, I think, that perhaps was going on. And perhaps I wondered at the time when I heard that it went down if they just didn't take it seriously, if they didn't believe that these cuts were really going to come.
Well, I think that's part of it. And also, interesting fact was the voters that went to the polls, physically went to the polls, passed the millage. The absentee voters that some of them may have not been as informed as they should have been, got their absentee ballot and sent it back quickly and voted no. But again, we were hoping that would have been one piece of the puzzle to try to save most of these positions.
And you mentioned off the top, Tom, that these are patrol officers who are out on the streets. Do you have any say as the union representing these officers in who the layoff goes to?
No, I mean, we don't lay off employees. The city has determined who they're going to lay off and where these come from. A couple of them are sergeants that are bumping back into the patrol division, so we're losing a couple command staff also. And these sergeants also are out on the streets. These are the first-line supervisors. But we have no input on who we think should be laid off. 44 notices, layoff notices, gets us well over to eight and a half years of seniority, which typically is about a third of a police officer's career. These people are in their prime career time and are now being laid off.
Well, and that was my next question, was seniority, and you just answered that. This has to be incredibly distressing for officers who have made this their career.
Well, people have always wanted to come to the Lansing Police Department because it is a premier police department. And they made that career choice years ago, and now, third way through their career, this could be career-changing. And it's not only just patrol. I mean, we're going to lose a canine officer. We're going to lose officers from the tactical team. And the city has hundreds and hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars in training in these people, and they're not easily replaced. It's just not, you go be a canine guy today. I can see how this will impact the city of Lansing.
Well, and that goes to my next question. What about public safety? I mean, if we're getting rid of 41 officers, 41 officers are being laid off who are on the streets and in all these different divisions, this is going to have an impact on the safety of the folks in the city of Lansing.
Not only the citizen safety, we're also concerned about our own officer safety. But when you take 44 people out of any workforce this size, it has to impact on public safety. Again, if these were desk jobs, it might be a little bit different story, but they're not. They're the ones that respond to these calls every day.
The future of these officers, do you anticipate they're going to just leave the area and be looking for other jobs right away, or is there a possibility that they could be recalled in the near future?
Well, we're hoping that the mayor uses some of the revenue sharing to recall some of these. The unions, police and fire, have been working on concessions, but we just can't give millions and millions of dollars in concessions. I know several officers have already left that saved a couple of other officers from being laid off that are going to other careers because they don't want to face this next year and you know the year after that. So I think I know that the city of Lansing is losing some very talented police officers in this issue.
Who are just moving on to other jobs instead of the gamble.
They're looking for other jobs. Some of them are trying to go with the federal government in law enforcement. Most people that go into police work, they do it for a career. It's not a job to them. This is what they want to do for their life, and now it's no fault of their own. It appears to be changed.
Now, we talk about these 44 officers, and the same article that we touched on for the beginning of this discussion is saying that some of these workers could be saved, as you just mentioned, if they can negotiate some concessions. But those negotiating those concessions is to the tune of some almost $3.5 million.
Right.
Where could that possibly come from?
I mean, it just can't. And the other thing is, you know, the union has given concessions. We've changed health care. We have premium share for our health care. We switched to alternate work schedules last year, and it saved the Lansing 80%. They had an 80% reduction in overtime at the Lansing Police Department. That's a lot of overtime because these officers are working varied shifts and different hours. And we've been working with them, and we will continue to work with them. But between now and in July, we just can't come up with that kind of money to save these positions.
Why do you suppose that the city is then asking you to continue to make concessions if you believe you've pared down as far as you can go?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, again, it's not like you're asking to give up a small amount. This is millions of dollars, and it just can't be done on the back. We were hoping that the millage would pass. We knew we have given and we're going to give concessions. We were hoping the revenue sharing would come in. And all three of those would have saved most of the police, fire, and basically most of all the city services that were going to be laid off. The millage failed. The mayor is holding back part of the revenue sharing. We've given concessions. But we're down to the last 30 days. Interestingly, Lansing was just named the 24th most dangerous city in the United States, up from 80 a year ago. So crime is not down in the city of Lansing.
I was going to mention that. I hated to mention that,
but it's the truth.
It needs to be said. Yeah, it needs to be said. And now we're losing another 44 officers, as you said, who are not behind a desk, but patrolling the streets. Do you see anything that could change in these next 30 days, Tom, that could change these numbers?
I don't know. I would hope that the mayor would loosen up some of the revenue sharing and bring back some of the officers. I just don't know between now and within 30 days if we can save all these positions. I think if all of it comes through, we're still going to lose some positions. But we're hoping to save as many as we can.
And I know you can't speak for the mayor, but what could be more important to use this revenue sharing dollars on?
I can't answer that. I mean, police and fire, if you don't feel safe, to me, that impacts the whole economy of the city. People don't want to go downtown to the bar at night if there's not going to be police officers down there patrolling the streets. And I think it's going to have a domino effect. And we're just about also to enter into the basically usually busy summer months.
Mm-hmm.
Summer and early fall is busy police time.
Well, sir, I appreciate your time walking through this issue this evening. We'll keep track of it and be in touch with you again soon.
I would be happy to talk with you at any time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Bye.
We've been talking with Tom Krug, who's Executive Director, the Fraternal Order of Police Capital City Lodge No. 141, which is the union representing the Lansing Police Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.